Good morning, guys. Good afternoon. Good evening. Whatever the time is at your hand and wherever you're listening from, thank you so much for tuning in and welcome to Love and Friendship with Omotolalu Adarasemi. This is a show where we get to talk about love and friendship, nothing else. It's an awesome moment right now, and I can't but say, Lord, I'm grateful. So grateful. I'm your humble host, and my name is Omotolalu Adarasemi. I'm a Nigerian podcasting away from home. This is my first episodic podcast, and to be honest, I'm freaking out in happiness. Thank you so much for listening to my trailer published earlier. What? The love was really, really unbelievably massive. I hope you enjoy every bit of what I have in stock to fill your ears with on this platform. So yeah, love and friendship it is. These are usually romantic words. Not only romantic, but they also evoke excitement and, of course, disappointment. Whatever the case may be, indisputable they are in our everyday life. And most especially in the latest version, or should I say, new era of Romeo and Juliet. Just in case you haven't heard of Romeo and Juliet, take five. Use the lifeline. Go ask a friend. So welcome back, guys. I must tell you, without friendship, trust me, there is no love. And without love, there's definitely no friendship. It is what it is. So today's episode on love and friendship is outrightly dedicated to defining what the word friendship is. And then the next episode will be about defining what the word love is, of course. Then afterwards, we get deep and deeper in the subject matter. If you haven't sat on a couch yet, what are you waiting for? You should now. I need you to relax your spines and enjoy the spray. And if you're yet to grab a mug of coffee, you should now. So friendship, as we all know, stems from two independent words, friend and relationship. A friend is a person you know too well and regard with affection and trust. A friend is an associate who provides cooperation and assistance. And don't you forget what the scripture says about a friend in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 17. It says a friend loveth at all times. So in respect to the scripture, a friend is definitely that person that loves at all times. On the other hand, relationship is a state involving mutual dealings between people. Relationship is a state of connectedness between people, most especially an emotional connection. So speaking of friendship is the state of being friends. It is a relationship between friends. Now let me break this down. Friendship is a relationship of mutual affection between people. You will agree with me, friendship is having a prayer partner who rekindles your fire when it burns low. Friendship is having one who forces you to be the best and not settle for less. Friendship is having a shoulder to cry on all the time, even when you are being a bit of pain to the ass. Friendship is having a bodily structure to lean on. Friendship is an assured source of income when your bank account beeps red. Friendship is being honest with each other no matter what it costs. Come on, how deep friendship is. Still on friendship, guys. Friendship is being able to understand each other without questions. Friendship is laughing at each other's jokes, even if they lack humor. Friendship is being able to tell each other anything and everything without fears. Now let me digress a little bit. Friendship is having that one person that never gets tired of sharing his or her hotspot with you when you exhaust your mobile data, without minding the sites you want to visit. Friendship is being comfortable around each other in silence and in warmth. Friendship is being loyal to the core, even if it means risking your own comfort. Friendship is staying up all night and talking about nothing, but still not bored. Friendship is remaining besties, even when either of you gets married. And to call it quits on the definition of friendship, my own fabricated definition of friendship is: friendship is the only relationship that conveys you to happiness before any other shit does. Now, shout out to everyone that has measured up to the standards of a perfect friend. If you have a friend who doesn't meet all of these criteria, or at least 75% of this criteria, you probably haven't found a friend yet. Regardless of the imperfectness of human nature, you might want to consider a lookout. Before we close the chapter today, I want you to reach out to your friends in appreciation. And so, I will leave you to a friendship poem written by me, Omotololu Adarasimi, which you can use to express how you feel about them. So right now, breathe in, breathe out, feel the moment, hear the sound, and enjoy the reading. You are the flower that butterflies my soul. You are the shining star that beautifies my goal. Do I regret ever having you as my friend? No. Do I wish I could ever turn the hands of time? No. Do I wish I could choose another friend for a prime? No. No. And even if I could, I would choose you a million times. The frozen morning you gave me your sweater was the day that I realized there couldn't be anyone better. I readily felt relaxed around you with the tone of your accent. And to be friends with you, even the birds eagerly shaped in accent. You stay with me when others have a reason to leave me. I barely find myself when life throws its ugly side at me. But you understand me far better than I understand me. Indeed, beyond my broadest imagination, you complete me. And in an undefeatable simultaneous situation, you help find me. I am grateful for friendship. I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful you agree with me. I'm grateful among others you choose to journey friendship with me. And beyond the 101% of the world's human personalities, you have broken the record and have proven to be forever reachable in every needful day. I am honored to call you my friend, as you are faithful, you are reasonable, you are imitable, you are enjoyable, you are needful, and you are delectable. Thank you so much, dear friend, for showing me what friendship is all about. I love you, and I enjoy being friends with you. And here we are, guys. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Love and Friendship with Omotololu Adarasimi. Kindly be my passenger on this friendly ship as we head straight to the Love Island by simply sharing this little piece with your dear friends and by leaving me a message on what you feel about friendship with a simple click on the message button. You can also reach out to me via Instagram at omotololu_adarasimi or via Twitter at omotololu_adarasimi to share your thoughts as regarding love and friendship, or tell me what topic you would like me to bring on board for discussion. I want you to please keep tuning in to this podcast, as there are a lot of cool stuff and overwhelming surprises coming in right in the subsequent episodes. Just sit back and wait for it. And yeah, most definitely in the future episodes, We will be having guests join me unravel the mystery behind love and friendship based on their individual perspectives and experiences with a touch of humor for a sinking relaxation. Trust me. I remain Omotololu Adarasimi until you allow me to spit love and fire into your beautiful ears. Again, I want you to remain friendly and loving. And in this pandemic outbreak of Corona, I hope you stay positive and energetic. Please show love and enjoy love in return. Personally, I love you so much and I wish you safety. Bye.